The fire may not out, but by the devil we return. Insanity or glory in a mind that never learns. A moment of something where the dark can
Inside, Jeremy from Kentucky on Republic Broadcasting Network. Please go to republicbroadcasting.org, smash that donate button, send the much needed fundage, free speech alive, mail your check or money order payable to RBN 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas 78664. Call in your debit or credit card number to 1-800-724-2719 extension 3. This is your Monday night broadcast, taking your calls live on your Monday night drive. 512-248-8252. Going to run down the news. First off, Brandon, our Trojan, goes to the Ukraine. That's right. He's not going to Palestine, Ohio. He's going to the Ukraine because that's what's important. That's where your money's going. Is the Ukraine. He reasserts his commitment to endless war. From RT, U.S. President Joe Biden arrived in Ukraine on Monday, making his first visit since Moscow launched its military operation in the neighboring state nearly a year ago. Brandon has met with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in the Mykolaivsky Cathedral in Kiev. Ukrainian news organizations published photos and videos showing Biden and Zelensky walking towards the church, flanked by armed security. Biden said he was meeting with Zelensky to reaffirm our unwavering and unflagging commitment to Ukraine's democracy, sovereignty, and territorial integrity. That's according to a statement released by the White House. The U.S. president added that he would announce a new delivery of critical equipment for the Ukrainian army, including artillery rounds, anti-tank systems, and radars. Later this week, we will announce additional sanctions against elites and companies that are trying to evade or backfill Russia's war machine, according to Brandon. Reuters said that air raid sirens were heard in Kiev during Biden's trip, but there were no reports of Russian strikes. What a huge change. What a huge... Just think about last year when the U.S. was like trying to act like they weren't supporting Ukraine, but they really were. And then they started moving weapons in and money and then hundreds of billions of dollars. And now the president, the resident, the alleged president of the United States, the resident in chief, is in Ukraine talking to Volodymyr. So if this ain't World War III, I don't know what is. It's all economic right now with a little bit of a hot war in Ukraine, but it is entrapped all global entities. And like I said, World War III has started. People just don't want to admit it yet. But amidst all of this Ukraine debacle, there's a red line being drawn in the sand over China. That's right. The U.S. draws the line. One more balloon, and that's it. From RT again, any nation providing lethal support to Moscow in its ongoing conflict with Kiev would cross Washington's red line, with the U.S. envoy to the UN, Linda Thomas Greenfield, she told CNN on Sunday. Earlier the same day, the U.S. State Secretary the Jew, Anthony Blinken, directly warned a top Chinese diplomat, Wang Yi, against considering such an option. So the U.S. is warning China to not support Moscow, even though they have been for months now, almost a year. We have to be clear that if there are any thoughts and efforts by the Chinese and others to provide lethal support to Russians in their brutal attack against the Ukraine, that is unacceptable. This according to Thomas Greenfield, as he told CNN's State of the Union. He added that would be a red line. Also, this female said that her words came as Blinken was told that a meeting, Blinken was meeting with Wang Yi on the sidelines of the Munich Security Conference in Germany. And there, the U.S. diplomat told his Chinese counterpart that the U.S. was very concerned that China was providing lethal support to Russia. Blinken told Russia's Chuck Todd, "I made clear that would have serious consequences in our relationship," according to Blinken. He also claimed that the U.S. was aware of Beijing providing Moscow with non-lethal assistance over these past months, adding that this aid allegedly goes directly to aiding and abetting Russia's war effort. Well, again, the U.S. is openly supporting Moscow and trying to get China to flinch as they threaten war with China over the Taiwan debacle. So two wars about to be going on. It's just a matter of time. Let's go to the call screen and take some calls before we go to more news. Matilda in Ohio. Matilda, welcome.
Hi, how you doing?
Hey, Matilda.
Let's talk about little old resident numbnut, being in Ukraine and giving them, probably another billions of dollars, which they'll only get 30% of. But in East Palestine, that's where the plane or train derailment happens.
Yes.
He doesn't have a car. Now, isn't that supposed to be part of the people that voted for him? Why does he not care?
So the Palestine, Ohio, 97 or 98% white working class. And a lot of them do, tend to vote for unions. In their minds, they think voting Democrat is the way to go. But where are the so-called union-supporting Democrats? They're in the Ukraine. As I featured, I don't know if you heard my show Friday night, Matilda, but...
Unfortunately not. I'm sorry.
Well, the party that was there was the National Justice Party, a party that is speaking up for white working class. And they were there. They were grilling the congressman from Ohio and the mayor, and they were speaking up for the people. Why aren't we getting FEMA aid into Ohio? Because FEMA aid was immediately sent to Michigan, when they had the water poisoning. So why isn't FEMA being sent to Ohio? And, it says it all, doesn't it? Biden's over in the Ukraine. That's what's important to him, not people in his own country.
Exactly. And he's supposed to be the most popular president ever. 81,000 or a million votes or whatever. In my dreams.
Truly. But in all fairness, Biden's just a puppet. He's doing what he's told.
It's not just affecting East Palestine. It's Palestine. That's what all people are calling it on the TV. But I live in Canton. I kind of live over by the Akron-Canton Airport. Well, that stuff is coming over to us. My boyfriend, he was affected. He woke up the Friday before the Super Bowl. His eyes were, blood red, almost glued together. Wow. The day after the Super Bowl, I woke up I had diarrhea for 2 hours, and we were smelling the burning plastic in the air. That stuff is, it's going everywhere, and they're not doing anything about it. The EPA ain't even getting involved. What the heck is happening in this country?
Where are all the environmentalists, activists? Where are all the climate change people? Because this is affecting like 5 or 6 states.
It's only white people being affected. They don't care. I think it's time for the American people to wake up. Climate change is a joke.
Well, they treat it like a joke because here we have a legitimate ecological disaster and nobody's to be found. No climate change activist at all. They're trying to brush it under the rug.
Climate change is a joke. Okay, you know how the world goes on its axis round and round? There's also an axis that goes around the top and bottom. Only thing is, it don't go as fast as the other one, so nobody really notices it. And that's why they say, oh, the poles have moved. Yes, the poles are moving because of this axis. It takes years for it to happen. This is only the Earth shaking off the fleas.
Well, your point is well taken. Here we have a legitimate ecological disaster. I mean, the pollution is moving down the Ohio, so it's affecting all of northern Kentucky, southern Indiana, southern Illinois, central Indiana, central Illinois. It's the wind has brought it up because of the Gulf Stream up into New York, and yet nothing, you know, nothing from the climatards.
That's a good name for them. I like that.
Well, yeah, because they claim to care about the environment, but here we have a legitimate environmental disaster and nobody's to be seen. You know, nobody's standing up.
Their agenda.
Yes, that's correct. So, hey, let's give another $100 billion to Ukraine and just totally neglect the people in Ohio.
For the people that supposedly voted for him. That just shows he don't care. He's a puppet anyway.
Yeah. None of the government cares about the white working class. It's affecting all of Appalachia. West Virginia. Yeah, it's getting all into West Virginia, Eastern Kentucky. So, here we go. Well,
and
thanks for
I'm
your call.
And I'm sorry, Miguel. I watched the little television thing he had. He's laughing about it. Oh, it's fine. You can go back home. Everything's fine. We've tested the water. We've tested the air. Everything's fine. Next day, drink bottled water.
Yeah, the water's fine. The COVID vaccine is safe and effective. The election of 2020 was legitimate. Black Lives Matter riots were mostly peaceful. And we were totally legitimate in shutting down the entire economy over the flu in 2020. We're to believe all of that.
Welcome to clown world.
Very well said.
Thank you, Matilda.
I
hear it. His theme song as he's walking out to the podium. They should be playing that.
Yep. I hear you. Well, check out our Friday night show. The National Justice Party showed up at Ohio and they spoke up for the people there.
I will do that.
All right. Thank you, Matilda. Let me move on to some more headlines. Okay, so Florida citizens are worried about poisoned air after a warehouse filled with plastics caught on fire. Oh, another fire with air pollution now down in Florida. So what's going on with that? You know, we also had multiple train derailments, but this warehouse in Florida was filled with fertilizers and plastics. In Florida on Thursday, a warehouse containing plastic and fertilizer caught on fire and burned for days before being declared officially contained on Saturday. Fox 35 Orlando. Some residents in Osceola County are worried about the air that they breathe after a massive 5-acre fire at a Kissimmee Nursery Supply Company erupted. The concern is over burnt plastic. Hazmat teams from Osceola and Orange counties were called in to monitor the fire that broke out early Thursday morning. That's Thursday of last week. The fire is now 100% contained. Public health officials say the type of plastic pots that caught on fire do not create toxic smoker ash, really. They say it doesn't contain toxic smoker ash, as toxic smoke and ash plumes into the atmosphere. So what's up with this? This on top of the other train derailments where, you know, the truck that crashed over, where toxins are put into the air. I'm not a conspiratorial person, but let's just say that all this stuff is random accidents. What about the response to this? I mean, we don't see any type of environmental response, as Matilda was bringing up. You know, where are the climate change activists? Where are the people worried about our environment? Nowhere to be seen, because this doesn't fit their agenda. So the warehouse fire in Florida, the train derailment in Palestine, Ohio. No, not good enough. Not good enough to get global environmental response. Let's go to the phones again. Charlie in Florida. Charlie, welcome to the show. It's on your mind.
Hey, Jeremy. I hope I'm coming through okay. The last few times I've called into the show, it hadn't come through very well.
You're coming in loud. You're loud and clear. Go ahead, Charlie.
Okay, great. There's a couple of things I wanted to add to what's going on. I wanted to tell people, since you all were, that woman was talking, y'all were talking about the, she was sick and everything. I want to caution the people that there's this woman, she does this Patriot Nurse on YouTube. She does, she says she's talked to experts and stuff, and they've said that you can't boil this stuff out of the water. The experts are all telling everybody that if they boil their water, that they'll be safe to drink. And I don't think that's the case. And she says it's not the case, that she's talked to experts about it. So I don't want to see people get hurt by thinking they can boil the water and get this stuff out of there. It's not coming out of there that way, from what I've heard. And what I would recommend is I would be getting my bottled water and make sure it comes from out of state or somewhere outside that area. Because the local bottling companies aren't going to do anything. They're just going to put the same old water in to get out of the tap water, basically. And if they did anything, they'd probably boil it, and that's not getting rid of it. So I want people to, you know, yeah.
That's what I was going to say. It's affecting the entire water table. If it's going into the river, into the Ohio River, that's affecting the entire, like, every well. So you can't even get well water. Hey, we're up on the break, Charlie. We'll hold you over to the other side.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the Republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the Republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be a bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Hey, we're back. In Plain Sight, your Monday night broadcast. Jeremy here. We're talking to Charlie in Florida. Charlie, we were talking about the contamination of the water table itself. Now that as the contamination has moved down the Ohio River, you know, it's affected well over six states. And even the well water may not be safe to drink. Tens of millions of people could be coming down with cancer because of this. Could be. Anyway, you had some more to add, Charlie.
Well, I just wanted to add a little bit more about what's going on with this Biden trip over there in Ukraine, too. This guy, first of all, I think Biden should be tried for treason, okay? And I don't mean that lightly. I'm not saying that lightly. A lot of people are poo-pooing this balloon thing. But I'm going to tell you, that thing entered our airspace. It crept all the way across the country. It should have been shot down. He did not act in our best interest. Okay, and I don't care if people want to believe it's a weather balloon. It's not. It's not a weather balloon. As a matter of fact, they're still seeing people in Montana and stuff are still seeing these balloons and still reporting them. As of this weekend, they were still making reports that they were seeing more balloons. And there's been things that there's been explosions all over the country that have been unexplained. And whenever people report it, the state denies that they're happening. There's something else going on with these balloons. There's more of these balloons. And guess who owns these balloons? The largest company is a guy named Paternak, I think his name is. And he, guess who he is? He is the junior person to a certain Jew you probably know the name of, Igor Molinetsky, who was the one who brought Zelensky into power. They own Aerotech Space, which has low satellites and weather balloons. And not weather balloons, but spy balloons. So we don't, I'm not so sure they're not dropping stuff down on us from these damn balloons. I don't know what's going on, but they're still being reported all over the country. Well,
what I do know about the balloons is that you didn't hear, and I didn't hear, any news coverage of the balloons before January 28th of this year. So, I mean, these balloons could have been going on the whole time. My thing is this. I think the media focused on the balloons between January 28th and February 4th to take our attention off of what was about to go down in Palestine, Ohio, because Palestine happened February 3rd, right in the middle of this whole balloon hype. So you could be right. There could be some nefarious things going on with the balloons. But, like, we have an underground Air Force base in Colorado that keeps track of every piece of debris in orbit around the Earth. And our satellites can detect, like, we knew that our government knew the balloons were coming way before they got to the continent.
Well, see, you know, they're not supposed to break our restricted airspace over our bases.
That could be true. But the point that I'm making is that our government knew about these balloons. If they're keeping track of every piece of debris in orbit, they know about these balloons coming in, the media purposefully drew our attention to the balloons right when this Palestine debacle was going on.
Because the balloon was discovered, the first one was discovered by a farmer looking out his window in Montana. The story got started.
Do you think our satellites...
Oh, and then it became... satellites knew they were there. That's another... But I'm saying Biden knew they were there. Yeah. He knew it.
Right.
But that was just another reason for why he should be up for treason. He knew it all along. But what I'm saying, the media didn't catch on until that farmer looked up there and saw it, and then the media caught on to it. Hell, it was already almost halfway across the country. It was in Montana before he even said anything. It had already gone through Alaska and down to Canada.
Well, I agree with you that Biden should
have brought it up. So then the media hit on the story.
Well, I agree with you. I agree with you that Biden and all of our government officials should be brought up on treason. But the point that I'm making is the media purposefully focused on the balloons to draw our attention away from what was about to happen in Palestine.
That's very possible. I think the two might even be related. Okay, the balloon, the spying, and the situation that went on there.
Well, okay. China can spy on us with their satellites without balloons.
Yeah, but you don't understand. There's a lot of things they can do with those balloons that you can't do with a satellite. There's other things they can do, and one of the things is they can check our responses to things and find out when our radar systems kick on and kick off, when they break over our bases to get our restricted airspace.
Truly, truly that. But what I'm saying is, like, our government could have shot down those balloons in the Pacific before they ever reached the West Coast.
They didn't.
They wanted those balloons to be a distraction.
Okay, I hear we are on another break. I'll go ahead and hang up, but I just wanted to say this trip over there to Ukraine, he's reporting into his bosses. That's who.
Thanks a lot.
The people that own the damn balloon companies. Molinetsky. You know, the one who installed Zelensky, he's reporting into them.
All right, thanks a lot for your call, Charlie. Back on the other side. Since you've been gone.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First are right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next are beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames, eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. And click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Memory! Your lamplight is burning holes. Recover the damage. Bring it all home. Follow the breeze, just like a summer song. And stay there forever. I'll try to remember. Come home.
Okay, we're back inside. Jeremy, on your Monday night rundown of the news, going back to the call screen, Dave in Massachusetts.
Jeremy, thanks for taking my call there, Jeremy. Yeah, I wanted to go back and expound on some of your discussion there, what's going on in Ohio. Everyone should be feeling very uneasy in the way this is being reported. The way everything is rolling out is just odd in itself. But I got thinking about this and how this could play out over the following months and years. And it's going to be very difficult to get the truth out of anyone investigating this right now. OSHA and HAZMAT should have been on top of this right from the beginning. Investigators should be looking for the material safety data sheets. There should have been health and safety plans that were mandated. Reporters should be digging into this to know more about the chemicals themselves, because it does matter in terms of how bad the contamination is. But what I think is going to happen, because we find that BlackRock now is heavily invested in this railway, they have been running around the countryside buying up residential properties at 30 to 50% above asking price and then pulling them off the market. No one's buying them, no one's living in them or renting them. They're creating artificial scarcity in the housing market. And now this is going to be easy pickings. It was a perfect location, a perfect storm, is that you're going to have, over the next year, people fleeing that area of Ohio. I see BlackRock swooping in, buying up these properties at bargain basement prices, taking them off the market. But this contamination goes right down the river. So now you bring in the environmental aspect and the agricultural aspect in what this is going to do, because everything about Agenda 2030 is about getting us out of our, you know, anything about independence, getting us out of our single-family homes, our private transportation, the food shortages. It kind of all comes into play here. How many farms and ranches pull water from that river that are not going to be able to do that this growing season? I mean, less water, less crop, less food. How much of the Ohio River basin is BlackRock going to wind up owning outside of probably owning three quarters of Ohio? I think there's a lot of investigations that need to be done, digging into not only the chemical aspect, but, you know, always follow the money. Look at what's going to happen here. And unfortunately, I think the investigations are going to lag so far behind that BlackRock and those Agenda 2030 redevelopers, they're already circling overhead. I mean, I see things are looking pretty bleak out there unless some light is shed on this situation and quickly.
That is an interesting take that I haven't considered. A lot of areas along this contamination point, as you mentioned, the property values are going to plummet. BlackRock and Vanguard buy them up pennies on the dollar. Not only are people poisoned, you know, but the very agricultural aspect of it, which goes into the food shortages and all that, it all sort of does play into that plan. That's an interesting point. I haven't thought of that. It's all happening so fast. It's hard to think of everything.
They're going to go from independent single-family homes into their 15-minute cities. And, I mean, they're putting these buildings up all over the place where, and usually to house illegal aliens. But, you know, in this case, they're probably going to absorb a lot of people from Ohio. But you watch, people are going to go from single-family homeowners to renting little living cubicles somewhere, you know, wherever they can get a government handout. Is going to be in their smart growth zones, of course. But there's a huge agricultural impact in these chemicals. You know, I'm hazmat certified myself. It's among the things that I dabbled in my college days. And one of the characteristics you got to look at with these contaminants is what category of basically, according to its characteristics, of is it aqueous or not? In other words, will it mix thoroughly throughout the water column? So it's either aqueous or non-aqueous. If it's non-aqueous, it's either a dense non-aqueous phase liquid or a light non-aqueous phase liquid. They call them DNAPLs and LNAPLs. And that kind of dictates where you're going to find a contaminant. So if it's an LNAPL, in other words, lighter than water, it floats, then anywhere in the rivers it's going to float. It's not going to sink. If it falls down on the terrestrial environment, you know, it's going to sit there and be absorbed by the plant life, or when it rains, it's going to run off back into these stream areas. And, you know, there will be some soil contamination, but it's, you know, you got to understand what the chemicals are before you can go out and mitigate it. But I don't see anyone there asking those questions. No one's reporting on it. They're just, I don't know what the hell they're doing. I just don't. None of it makes sense. There's preventative things that they should have been doing within hours, let alone the fact that they never should have lit the thing up in the first place.
Right.
I think that was a concern, Dale. I think that's where BlackRock probably told the rail company, you know, just light it up, get the rails going, get it out of the way, because that's nothing but an insurance policy to them. That whole load was insured, I'm sure.
In the scenario that you're painting, which is very scary, by the way, but in that scenario, all of these lands in six states. This would explain why the EPA is not coming in immediately. They're biding their time. They're waiting to declare these lands uninhabitable and unable to produce crops, right? And
yeah, there could be political things that could move depending on the constituents. There may be other chemicals that you might be able to put down that would stabilize and stop them from being mobile. I mean, you don't know, but there's no one working on it. It's like they're, you know, the whole thing blew up in their face, and now they're just sitting there looking at each other. They're not cleaning it up. I mean, the whole decision to light it up in the first place, it was foolish. I mean, they had to puncture all the cars. If everything I was taught in hazmat, you know, is first, you know, personal safety, you got to make sure you're not killing yourself trying to save lives. But once you've got a stable site, you try to mitigate the disaster in offloading that chemical. Even if they put payloaders out there digging massive holes in the ground and then roofing companies and landscaping companies with rubber liners, roofing, torch down, whatever. It's an emergency. You call on whatever you got, landfills. Bring me out a liner. Dump it in that hole and fill it. Anything to get that chemical out from and into a more stable area and then offload it somewhere as quick as you can. To puncture them all and burn it is criminal. It's criminal.
So in your scenario, the EPA comes in after the fact, maybe many months or even a year or years after the fact, and declares this land uninhabitable and unable to produce crops, and they take it and they claim it the government.
Yeah, they very well could, because this now is going to fall, I'm sure, it qualifies for Superfund. The federal government could just take over certain areas. I think you're going to see the residential stuff, you know, common sense is going to prevail. People are just going to flee that area. They'll probably get paid off some, you know, settlement money for what their property was worth, but they're going to leave, and no one else is really going to want to buy it. That's when you're going to see BlackRock come in.
That's very blackpilling, but I'm glad you called in because I hadn't thought of that. Thanks for blackpilling me, Dave.
I mean, there is hope. People got to wake up. The independent journalists should be down there asking these questions right now, because there's nothing that gets the mainstream media going like major leaks and viral things from the independent guy. So I keep looking for people on the ground down there to be tracking down the hazmat and OSHA guys asking these questions. You know, what counter chemicals could be put down to stabilize the situation? Point to something in the literature that says you should have punctured those things and burnt the whole load. I don't get it. We can make this a real issue. It should be all over the news everywhere. This is a big deal.
Well, we want to focus on balloons and UFOs. So, Dave, do you have an affiliation with RBN? Do you have a show?
I do. I broadcast Saturday at 10.
Red okay.
Politics.
Is that 10? What time frame is that? A.M., P.M., Central?
10 in the evening, yeah. Yeah, I do a show called Red Pill Politics, but I heard you, I was listening here, and I just had to chime in on this one. It's been eating away at me.
Yeah, Mike said that you were maybe an RBN contributor. I mean, and I could tell because of the way you have your facts all together and the way you present your information. I could tell you're an RBN host. Well, thanks for calling in.
Oh, thanks for taking my call, and keep up the good fight, brother.
All right, thanks a lot. Let's go back to the call screen. We have Marcus in Idaho. Marcus and Henry coming up next. Marcus, go ahead.
All right. So the previous caller was talking about BlackRock and the effects that company would have. BlackRock also owns State Street, which owns Dominion voting machines. Dominion voting machines was the one that stole the election from President Trump.
Mm-hmm.
You can look that up. State Street is a very big player, which is destroying America and their whole ownership of America at this time. So what we're... Go ahead.
I would say to you the mail-in ballots, the fact that 8 states in the U.S. still allow mail-in ballots.
Right. The Dominion voting machines was an ownership concept upon America. Raffensperger and the other secretaries of state, which allowed these machines to destroy our voting system, just like they did in Brazil. That when you consider that these huge, huge moneyed interests have control over not only our voting systems, but the possibility to destroy, like the previous caller was saying, they own the railroads. They own the possibilities. We're talking about people intentionally destroying our infrastructure over 150 portions of our infrastructure have been destroyed this year with our food and our oil and different aspects. That is not a coincidence. At this point, that is not a coincidence. We can't say that we'll shoot, another one's going up in the flames. They're all going up in flames. This is intentional, and this is intentional from the highest echelons down to the few people. And I think there's a lot of the MK Ultra people which have been destroyed in their lives that are being coming into play in this. I think that there's a lot of I'm 50 years old. I think a lot of 6 years old people which have been indoctrinated or destroyed by MK Ultra are being put in play to destroy this. And they're little people which you can't follow, just like myself. They're just a person, probably with insane concepts in their mind, and they're being put into play, and they're destroying our system.
So they want to destroy our ability to elect valid representatives. They want to destroy our ability to
farmland. I think they want to destroy the whole system. I mean, definitely Trump was somebody who could do good for America and was doing good for America, and so they wanted to destroy him. The same with Bolsonaro down in Brazil. Anybody who's doing good for the system, they've got to destroy, because they are. It's a satanic system which is grabbing control right now.
Thank you for your call, Marcus. Hey, we got another call to get to.
Can I say one more thing?
Go ahead, finish up.
All right. I want to say that when Trump tweeted out COFEF, I think he was trying to warn people that COVID was coming down the pipeline.
Interesting. These people don't want us to be able to vote anyone in power that can do anything for us, and they definitely want to control and destroy our farmlands. Well, thanks for your call, Marcus. I do want to move on to the next caller. We're coming to the end of the show. So we got Dave in Connecticut. Dave?
Hello?
Oh, I'm sorry, Henry.
Oh, yeah. You hear me, right?
Yeah, we got you.
Hello? Okay. I'm talking about the thing with Ohio. I think people should really do. Just what they, the media and the other ones on the left do. You should probably just call this president, who's in the Oval Office now, who's a traitor, call him a racist. Because, let's see, he's going over to Ukraine with his little Zionist buddies. He doesn't even go, that's the thing about it. They don't even try to hide it anymore. He's just going to Ukraine. Everything is Ukraine. We've got to get Russia. Ukraine. They're squeezing Russia's, I can't say the word on the air, Russia's stones, if you didn't get my drift. He didn't even go to Ohio at all. I noticed there's also about this president, it's like that woman, that first woman had that southern accent, wherever you are. She made some very, very good points. I was listening to her, and that's how I caught into this whole thing in the show. She's talking about, because there's white people here, he's not going to bother, and this and that. She's right about that, because I'm thinking to myself, he never did go to Ohio. That's a major disaster. If that was something in Chicago or Baltimore or something, because they want to pander, votes and, we're Democrats and, this country's racist. That's why the little circle SHIT in here. We want to prove this and that and the black, this to the black world and, whatever. So they'll be over there in a minute. But because of what thing in that area in Ohio there, just like South Dakota and North Dakota with the, that pipeline thing with his jobs. And by the way, the birth rate in South Dakota, I don't know if you know this, but I found it out even from another guy, Savage, but I'm not listening to him anymore. He's not even on the air anymore. The white birth rate in South Dakota was high. It was on an upswing increase and something it might have to do with the jobs with that pipeline, jobs that the people had over there, and until this guy got into the Oval Office and just cut everything, and of course he did another thing in South Carolina too, North Carolina, some of the oil thing, because he just did all kinds of stuff. I mean, that's another thing too. All right, so you mentioned, well, the area over there is union, and could be they tend to vote Democrat because they think the Democrats want more. Well, you got the problems with the Republicans too, with them, but it'd be Graham. But in either case, right, so you think, so they vote Democrats, so maybe he would, might be a little kinder. No, not this guy. Maybe the previous presidents, but not this guy, because you don't need their vote. He's got ghost votes. He's got printed up ballots. He's got ballots with the, print up a couple of states that run through the machines with the dots already circled. It was a guy that was busted in Arizona, but that was like months ago. That was sometime last year, before the election in November, but it was a low-level guy for putting a data stick, a flash drive, in the machine. Now, he actually went to jail, but see, he was a low-level guy, so he was like a nobody. The ones that really rig the elections, you got to get cooperation from the Secretary of State of that state, governor. You got to get, people, register our voters and all that. You got to get those people. But as far as Biden goes, he doesn't need our vote. He's got ghost votes. He's got the computers over there in 2020 that was busted by the German and the American police and, embassy over there in Frankfurt, Germany. There was another same incident there. that was running, you know, controlling the computers over the machines, over, you know, some of the machines influencing something over here, and actually caught it with the software they did. You've got stuff going on, let's see, Michigan, and that governor, Jewish governor there, Whitmer, or whatever, Arizona. Even though Arizona's a very constitutional state, Second Amendment-wise, another thing. But, you know, you got funny stuff going on there. There was funny stuff going on in Nevada. They think the guy who ran for senator, too, that won. There was two people running for senator in Georgia. I think both of them were black. One was Republican. One was Democrat. They think the Democrat guy that's a staunch communist, they think that they pulled that down there, too, in Georgia. What Biden did with this country to get him, you know, in 2020, to put him in the Oval Office in 2020, they think that thing, the election last year with that, with the senator race in Georgia, that did the same thing. By the way, not just that. They're doing this in other countries. There's stuff going around in France that, Marcon, he didn't really win. Marine Le Pen had about a million or something more votes, because who wants all that third world F, I can't say the word, I'm not going to, in France, okay? Burning France down, you know, and whatever. You know, which that did happen, by the way. Not to France, but Paris. You know, those Muslim stuff. All the non-white French that they had, you know, there was a big riot one time a couple of years ago where burning, you know, part of Paris was being burnt down. Actually, it was some incident last year. Oh, yeah, there was an incident last year, too, but much smaller scale, but really bad, though, okay? They believe Marine Le Pen won, and I think she did, because she had a million, 2 million votes, and all of a sudden, those 2 million votes disappeared. And then I'm hearing on the BBC, and then, you know, this was back then during the French election. They don't have the same, you know, month that we have ours. We have ours in the middle of women, Suns in Scorpio. They have theirs, I think, when the Suns in the middle of Virgo, sometime like that, September or something like that, in Germany. But anyway, the thing was rigged. So I think they're doing it there. I questioned some people about the thing with Angela Merkel. I think her stuff was rigged for a long time. Because who would vote for that piece? Oh, by the way, that piece of crap got an actual medal award for white genocide, which is the Calgary Plan. So if somebody wants to learn about white genocide, find out about this Calgary, who's a Jew, and it's not Italian. I know it sounds Italian, Hungary, but it's not. It's Jewish. And I guess somebody really know about this would be Professor Duke.
Well, thanks for calling, Henry. All valid points. Sorry we can't get to the other callers. We're at the end of the show. We'll be back tomorrow night with the Patrick and Jeremy show on in Plainside.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.